Welcome to Ear Gas. I'm your host, Jamori Kennard. And another unfortunate event has happened in Georgia, man. The police beat this young man. I mean, when I say beat him, I mean beat him. Laying on top of him, two officers beat the crap out of this young man. And I'm really frustrated right now because, you know, I did a show this morning where I had clips of sermons and I said, you know, a prayer. I had a clip of a prayer for healing so people could hear healing and receive it into their life. And not even 24 hours later, we in the same day, I have to bring you news of another young black man being beat severely at the hands of the police, the people who are sworn in to protect us. I said on another podcast day before yesterday, there will be no bloodshed without bloodshed. Now you wonder why police are now getting killed. This is why. From my understanding, this young man was not even driving the car that was pulled over for a busted taillight, I believe. Anyway, we're going to go to a clip and hear about this event, man. I'm really frustrated and pissed off. You know, at times like this, I wish I could become Batman or Superman. You know, somebody who could go out and protect these people from these events that's happening to them. However, we're going to check this clip out and then we'll talk about it in a few minutes.
A brutal confrontation with law enforcement caught on camera in Georgia. The officer accused of excessive force and tonight the department taking action. Here's ABC's Elwin Lopez.
Tonight, a deputy in Georgia fired after this disturbing video went viral and sparked outrage. Clayton County deputies restraining a man, pinning him to the ground as his child and girlfriend watched. At least one of them repeatedly punching him in the face while shouting that the man was binding him. That man identified as Roderick Walker, the video taken by a bystander released by Walker's attorney.
He is unable to breathe. He has at least two episodes where he goes unconscious.
Walker later
Roderick Walker
jail
is his name.
Released by his attorney, who says Walker and his girlfriend were riding in a car that deputies pulled over for a broken taillight.
Despite Roderick not being a driver, was a passenger, they immediately approached him, asked him for his ID. He informed them that he did not have any ID, that he didn't need any since he was not driving a vehicle.
Walker's attorney says his client was then asked to step out of the car.
It beating this man.
To him being beaten on the ground, being tased, and almost dying. And they take him to jail.
The sheriff's office has not offered its version of what led up to this incident.
This is hard to look
at. But in a statement saying Walker is being held now only because of other unrelated warrants that are keeping him in jail. But protesters gathered at the jail in Clayton County decrying the incident as another example of police brutality and demanding change at the very top. The sheriff's office says their deputy was fired due to use of excessive force. The office also says that Walker is receiving medical care while in custody. Tom?
Oh.
Man, listen here. I don't want to hear any more firings. I don't want to hear any more officers on desk duty. I don't want to hear any more officers that get to go home and eat dinner with their families at night, man. Because if it was the other way around, and the shoe was on the other foot. Believe this. Believe this when I say it. If it was on the other foot, we'd be in jail right now. We'd be in jail the second after we did something of that nature. I'm sick of this crap, man. You know, these police are out of control. They're operating a system that is not working. They're in control, so they believe. But I'm going to tell you this, God is in control. So when these officers start getting killed, I don't want to hear any of you people talking about somebody's criminal past or what he did and who he was and domestic violence. I don't want to hear none of that, because none of that has anything to do with what these police officers are doing. Police are not civilians. They are sworn in to protect people, good, bad, ugly, fat, skinny, small. That's the bottom line. If you can't understand that, there's something wrong with you, man. I sat here and watched this young man get his head beat in, be laid on, two officers beating the hell out of this man. Man, eyes swole up, head looked like a pumpkin, man. And these are the situations that other people tell us to be calm in. Trust the system. We can't trust this system, man. We cannot trust this system any longer. It is time to stand up and fight back. Now, I heard him say he's biting me. Man, if you beating the hell out of somebody, man. And I heard him say they tased this young man. If they tased this young man and you beating the hell out of him, good. He should have did more than bite you. The man is scared. He's fighting for his life. And all he did was bite you. You lucky he only bit you. I would have bit the hell out of you. I would have bit you to death. I would have been kicking, screaming, punching. I'm telling you now. And I mean this. I put this on my mama. I'm not going out like that, man. I will flee the scene. I will run an officer over. I will shoot an officer. If it means me saving my life in that moment, I'm doing all the above. You can say what you want to say. You can say I'm wrong. I'll turn myself in to another station. I'll get somewhere safe. I'm not letting nobody kill me, man. I'm not letting nobody kill me. I'm not letting the police kill me. I'm not letting a person on the street kill me. I'm fighting for my life. That's the only thing in this life I can't get back. You take a life is taken. Nobody can get their life back. My son died, he's dead. I die, I'm dead. My mom died, she's dead. There is no coming back from that. Let me tell you something, man. This thing getting serious. I'm telling y'all, brothers, man, arm yourself. Arm yourself. Protect yourself. Protect your loved ones. Protect your family. I want y'all people that's sitting here recording videos of these incidents, stop recording the video. Or at least, if you're going to record the video, have somebody else record it. Somebody need to help these people, man. Whole bunch of people around watching these incidents happen. And it's 2, 3, 4, 5 cops. It's more of you than it is them. You still afraid and you still in slavery, man? You're not in slavery no more. Help these people, man. You might go to jail. You might get in a tussle, but somebody's life gonna be saved. You got a chance to save everybody's life that's involved. Save them. You got a chance to save the police officers. You got a chance to save yourself. You got a chance to save their life. It's time to man up. You say you got faith in God. You got faith in God, man. You need to be doing something. Faith without works is dead. We can't take this no more, man. We can't see no more innocent people dying. We can't see no more criminals dying. When I say criminals, I'm talking about people that have records. I'm not talking about people who are in the act and the police have them. Obviously, the police are supposed to take those guys. My record, our record, your record doesn't have anything to do with at the moment. Okay? We sick of this, man. Something got to happen, brother. Now, you want to be radical and yell Black Lives Matter? Well, this your chance, man. Show these people that your life matter. Fight for your life. Fight for your rights. It's time to wake up. Stop talking. You're talking too much. You're marching too much. You're protesting too much. There will be no bloodshed without bloodshed from here on out. It's going to be more officers die. It's going to be more officials die. Because we can't sit by idly and let you just keep killing people. We can't do that. We just won't. We won't allow it anymore. If y'all like me, you're fed up, man. You're fed up. Y'all running around here like scared chickens with your heads cut off, man. You talk all this smack on your Facebook and Instagram, Snapchat, and then when the real situation come, you hide. You record a video. What the hell is a video gonna do for somebody's life, man? And then we got these four officers from the George Floyd case. They all appear in court together. What kind of mess is that? They all appear together at the same time? In the same courtroom? Together? You got to be kidding me, man. You got to be kidding me. Let's check out what happened with these four officers. Let's check this out. Let's check this out. Man, oh yeah, we on one tonight. Oh yeah, we on one tonight, man. I'm mad. I'm frustrated. I'm pissed off. Boy, if I had an army. If I had an army, it would be on right now. It's already on. But I mean, I want to be in the middle of it. I want to be in the middle of it. I want to show my warrior spirit. I want to show the spirit that God put in me. Let's go check out this court hearing with the four officers from George Floyd's case. Okay? Let's check it out.
Four former officers charged in the killing of George Floyd appearing in court together for the first time as protesters gathered outside.
Are they all together?
Filing some key motions in the case. ABC's Alex Perez has the story.
Hundreds gathering in front of this Minneapolis courthouse. Protesters outside as the four former police officers accused in George Floyd's death appear in person.
You should have ran in the courthouse. Which you should have did.
Earlier in the day, Derek Chauvin, seen with his knee on Floyd's neck, escorted in an orange jumpsuit and bulletproof vest. In court, attorneys arguing three key motions the judge is still considering, whether to allow a change of venue, if jurors should be kept anonymous, and should Chauvin, charged with Floyd's murder, and the three former cops charged with aiding and abetting Chauvin, be tried together or separately. Fighting for a joint trial, the prosecutors saying the defendants were present together and watched the air go out of Floyd's body together. But defense attorneys of the former cops pushing for separate trials.
That's right.
Possibly take a different defense approach.
Absolutely.
Tried individually, they say. In court and in filings, the defense suggesting that Chauvin's knee on Floyd's neck for several minutes wasn't the cause of his death, but that it was instead a drug overdose.
What about this idea that the defense is making?
You see the stories they make up?
Overdosed on drugs. It came up several times. Your response to that?
The only overdose that killed George Floyd was an overdose.
That's Ben Crump you're hearing.
Force and racism by the Minneapolis Police Department. Let's just be clear about that.
That's Ben Crump's voice.
The judge denied a defense motion to enter as evidence information about George Floyd's past criminal record. The judge saying that had nothing to do with the current case. A tentative trial date has been set for March 8th of next year. Guys?
With that crazy talk, man. Listen, y'all not fooling us, man. You are not fooling us anymore, okay? Okay? Y'all not fooling us, man. Y'all not fooling us at all. We sick of it. We sick of it. Let's hear what Ben Crump had to say after this hearing, man. Ben Crump been on the front line fighting for all these people, man. Aubrey, Breonna Taylor, George Floyd. You know, hey, man, we gonna give our hats and tip our hats to Ben Crump, man. The man been standing up for us, okay? Y'all need to support this brother, man. Support this guy. Support him. Let's hear what he had to say after the hearing. You know.
Trying to claim the knee on his neck for 8 minutes and 46 seconds had nothing to do with his death. They are trying to claim some asinine theory about an overdose.
Did you hear what they said? That their level of force was reasonable. 8 minutes, the knee on the neck. The video says what it says. That is unreasonable force.
He didn't die of natural causes. He died because of a knee being on his neck. The autopsy said he died of asphyxiation. That was wrong. They killed him. This is worldwide. The nation is standing behind us. And we all need to come together and realize that we need to stop this. This is wrong. We need justice, and we demand that.
The one thing I want is accountability. Growing up, that's what I was taught. Be accountable for your actions. If you do the crime, you do the time.
That video is very telling because it's emblematic of every black person in America who is trying to justify to the police that you don't have to kill me. That's what you hear when George Floyd is telling them, I'm not that type of guy.
Man, listen. Y'all better stop playing. You hear me? Y'all better stop playing, boy, because it's a war coming, and I'm telling you, America, you're not ready for. And it's just not minorities, poor white people, and people of color that's going to be coming for you. It's other countries that are coming for you. And better yet, the biggest gangster of them all, God, is coming for you if you don't cut it out. You need to atone for the wrong and the sins that you have been bringing upon our people. I don't know if you think it's a game. This is not a PlayStation game. This is not an Xbox game. This is not Grand Theft Auto. This is not GTA. This is real life, man. Boy, I'm telling you, you are lucky I don't have an army. If I had an army, we would be at war right now. I want to hear about this Democratic and Republican. You know, I've been seeing a lot of Republicans, man, they out of pocket too. They out of pocket too. You know, I'm sick of hearing about these Democrats and Republicans all pointing the finger at each other, man. Are you kidding me? It's crazy, man. Pointing the finger at each other, man. These things are really happening, and y'all sitting around twiddling your thumbs, pointing fingers, talking trash about each other. Mind you, this morning, I had a prayer. I had Dorinda Clark's sermon on. I talked about a little bit of sports, but none of that matters right now. Because every time I try to get in a good place and, you know, be positive, man, you all bring me right back to these dark topics, and I don't like it. That is not what this show should be discussing in 2020. It's a doggone shame, man. And America, you better tighten up. And you got these doggone police in Rochester, New York. I have family in Rochester, New York. My Aunt Jimmy used to live in Rochester, New York. I've been there. It's a shame, man, that I'm discussing this tonight. After such a beautiful morning. After such a beautiful day. Like I said earlier on the show this morning, maybe what I was playing this morning, maybe what I was speaking this morning, maybe it was for other people, but maybe it was for me. Maybe it was for me. Maybe it prepared me for what's going on tonight. I'm sick of this. When we come back, we're going to check out this Rochester police chief and commander retire. Because he's getting backlash from putting, I don't know what to call this thing, man. They put something over this man's head and he was suffocated in handcuffs while the police stood around. But we're going to check that story out when we come back from this commercial break, man. Don't go nowhere. Don't go nowhere. I need y'all to stay locked in, tuned in. Man, we there tonight. We own one. We own one. I feel like Trick Daddy right now when he said on Based on the True Story, his first album, he said, all I need is a couple good men. I just need a couple good men. We not trying to break nobody out the pen like Trick, but doggone it, we trying to even the playing field. When we come back from this commercial break, we going to check up on this Rochester event. We'll be back after this break. Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm still here and I hope you still here with me. I hope you still locked in because we got more to cover. Okay? You know, this is ridiculous, man. I'm actually embarrassed and ashamed of this country. Oh, what you gonna tell me? Go to another country? If I could, I would, man. You stripped me of that. I can't even go to another country and be around my people. Oh, go back to Africa? Where I'm gonna go? Who do I know? Don't tell me about go to another country, man. And you sitting up here doing us like this, man. No, we like it in this country. If you would treat us right, we would love it. Work, 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 work your butt off just to have it taken away from police and people in office. President not mentioning anything about it? You worried about an election and this stuff happening to your people every day? And we supposed to look up to you, right? You're a joke. The whole system is a joke. What they say in the old day, 911 is a joke, man. This country is a joke right now. I don't hate this country. I don't like what's going on here, man. I don't like what's going on here. Every time I turn on the TV or go on my Facebook or go to Instagram, I see another person who look like me getting beat or getting killed or getting shot 8 times in the back or knees on the neck? Are you running in people's house like you the doggone dope boy, SWAT team? Going in there killing innocent people? And then you're making up stories about them all. You're bringing up the past from them all. Well, everybody don't have a bad background. What about those good people that you're killing? You're not worried about them, are you? Yeah, yeah, we not going to get no answers back on this one. We not going to get no messages about this one. We not going to get no feedback from this one, huh? You don't have answers for me. We going to the Rochester event right now. I want y'all to listen up close, man.
The stunning turn of events in Rochester following Daniel Prude's fatal encounter with police, which is
Daniel Prude.
A week of protests. The city's police chief is stepping down.
Daniel Prude.
Several other high-ranking officers, Trevor Alton's in Rochester, New York, with more. Good morning, Trevor.
The man died.
Good morning, Michael. The protesters here in Rochester had been calling for the police chief to resign, but the sweeping step down certainly came as a shock. The mayor breaking the news to city council over a Zoom briefing that was streaming live, saying she had only found out moments before.
This morning, Rochester in turmoil. Amid ongoing protests in the wake of the death of Daniel Prude, a staggering shakeup of police department leadership.
I do want to inform you that the entire Rochester Police Department command staff has announced their retirement.
Police Chief LaRon Singletary and at least 6 top members of his command staff abruptly leaving their positions, the mayor and city council blindsided by the news.
It was unexpected. I didn't know that it was going to happen.
Chief Singletary had been weathering calls to resign from protesters since this disturbing body camera footage was released last week.
Put your hands behind your back.
Showing Daniel Prude's fatal encounter with police nearly 6 months
man,
prior.
Man, butt naked, man.
Prude was spitting at them. They covered his face with a hood, later pinning his head to the ground. Prude's death has been ruled a homicide. Last week, Mayor Lovely Warren said the chief had misled her about the case, claiming she'd been told Prude's death was the result of a drug overdose, a charge the chief disputed.
You see the resemblance?
Information based on the incidents that I had at the time.
In a statement announcing his retirement, the chief...
You need to retire. You need to go to jail, too.
...are an attempt to destroy my character and integrity. Overnight, protesters demanding far more than a change in leadership.
The chief took an easy way out instead of being held accountable.
Well, the mayor says Chief Singletary will remain in charge of the police department through the end of the month as the city figures out the next steps. During yesterday's press briefing, the mayor did not take any questions because she said at the time that she didn't have any answers. George?
Okay.
How can she have answers? Tell me that. How can she have answers? She wasn't there. She didn't do it. She did not do it. How can she have the answers for you? I'm asking the question, man. How can she have the answers for you when she didn't do it? You gave her false information about what happened. The police chief, he resigned. You see, that's the thing. This country not holding these people accountable, man. Until we act crazy. Until we go dumb. Until we start killing folk. Until we start assassinating folk. Y'all not taking it serious until then. You don't want us to protest. You don't want us to march. You don't want us at your meetings. You don't want us in the community. Now you telling us how to live in our own community. You telling us what we should do in our own community that you hate. That's right. You hate our communities. I said it. You hate our communities, yet you want us to do what you want us to do. Man, this is not slavery. Once again, I commend all the white people who are standing with the brothers and the brown and the Latino people of all people of color. If you're standing with them, I commend you. This is not going to happen without consequence. I said it before. Jesus Christ had to come to earth to clean up God's reputation. God was wreaking havoc. And I'm asking him, wreak havoc again, God. Wreak havoc again on these wicked people who are doing what the hell they want to do to your people. Y'all got me messed up, man. Brave people. Brave people of America, please call into our radio show. Come on the show. Come on the podcast. We need to hear from brave, strong people who are not afraid of these police officers who are assassinating our brothers, our sisters, our cousins, our kids, our fathers, our mothers. They don't care. And look what happened. Look what happened. You have them turning on the white people who are trying to be with us, who are trying to lock arms in solidarity with us. They turn on them. If they'll turn on their own people, what makes you think that they won't do you dirty? Let me ask you something. Would you trust your brother if your brother would turn on your mother? How can you trust your brother if he could turn on his mother? You won't. That's the answer. You won't. You shouldn't. You can't. Boy, I'm warning y'all in America. If y'all don't tell your brother next to you, your sister next to you, to tighten up and get ready, y'all gonna be in some trouble. I'm telling you, this country is fed up. So all you people that hold office, all you people who are loving what these police are doing to people right now, oh, you just wait. Because when it's somebody in your family, you're going to feel differently. We know it's good police officers in this world. You think we don't know that? But like I told you before, if a good police officer stands by and watches the evil police officers do what they're doing to your people, my people, our people, black, white, and it all around the board, Every color, every race, every kind of person you can think of, they doing this to all these people. What do you think they're really capable of? They're capable of putting this country into slavery. Don't worry about the black people. We're not going back to slavery. I can tell you that now. They are that powerful over these idiots, over these weak-minded people in this country, that we are at risk of all being in slavery now. Kanye West says slavery was a choice. Well, I tell you what, you try to bring it back now, I can tell you what, we won't pick the same choice we picked before. We rather die. It's going to be a whole lot more police precincts burnt to the ground. It's going to be a whole lot more police assassinated. And I'm not advocating that. I'm not telling people to do that. I'm not saying I'm happy about seeing that, but I'm telling you what's going to happen. The truth is the truth. I can't hide it. I won't hide it. I won't hold back. I'm speaking it, and I'm asking God, please come back and wreak havoc on these evil, wicked people who are doing people wrong, dirty, nasty. You're going to hear me say this over and over and over again. There will be no bloodshed without bloodshed. That's right. We are dead serious, man. How can a man feel safe in a country and all of this is happening around him? It's only a matter of time before it happens to him or her. Ah, that's right. I'm not excluding women. Women not safe either. They killed this woman, ran in this woman's house in the middle of the night and assassinated this woman. What's being done? You talk about something for a few minutes, a day, a week, you march, and then it's over. And then another incident happened. That's showing you that they don't give a damn. They're going to do it again and again and again and again until you stand up for yourself. They want to make it home. We want to make it home. You took the job. We didn't make you take the job. You took the job. A lot of them took the job because they doing just what they want to do. They want to get rid of you. For whatever reason it is. Let some of these ex-presidents or senators start dying. I bet things change then. I heard in Chicago, people dropping guns. White men dropping guns. You really think you gonna come into Chicago? You really think you gonna go into New Orleans? You really think you gonna go into California and do what you want to do and nothing gonna happen? I can't even talk about our city. Our city went from sugar to shit. We used to be something. We used to stand up for ourselves, even when we were warring with each other. Riviera and West Palm used to war it out. But when something happened, they stood together. We can't say that no more. People scared, people happy, people comfortable with their jobs. They don't want to talk about it because somebody might hear them talking about it and they lose a job. Somebody might get offended. Somebody might not be their friend no more. Man, I don't give a damn about your friends. You need a friend that bad that you willing to let all your people go down? Everybody talking about their bosses. What you bossing? What are you bossing? Bosses make boss moves. You cowards sitting home. Hands tucked under your butt, scared, biting your nails. Corona this, corona that. Man, I don't care about no coronavirus right now, man. We gonna die anyway. If they keep doing what they doing to us, we all gonna die anyway. You don't have to worry about coronavirus. You gonna die from the police. I hate even talking about the police like this because I know some good ones. I know some good ones. But I'm going to say it again. If you're a good cop and you stand by and let these things happen, you just as guilty. That's right. When I was young, my sister and brother did something. I didn't do it. I got a whipping too. Vice versa. I did something. My brother and sister got a whipping too. Sometimes they were mad at me. But guess what? We were all held accountable because we stood by and did nothing. That's what has to happen in this country. That's what has to happen. We have to hold people accountable. Hey, I'm telling you this. Police officers, man, should not be going home to their families, not be taking 2 and 3 years for people to be held accountable for something they did a long time ago. By that time, the punishment is so lenient, they don't care. You kill somebody and you on death duty. You kill somebody and you get the option to resign. No, you have the option to be put in jail or dead. Those are your options from here on out as far as I'm concerned. As far as the people that I influence and control, that's the option. You can go to jail or you can die. Which one would you like? You like living? Or are you willing to take a lesser life and a lesser treatment in jail? There will be no bloodshed without bloodshed, and I'm going to start making t-shirts of it. There will be no bloodshed without bloodshed. I'm sorry. I'm just as sorry as you sorry police officers are these days. Chest out. Trump this, Trump that. Well, I tell you what, Donald Trump need to step up to the plate. You want our votes? I'm not voting for you anyway. But if you want votes, you need to do what's right. How can y'all vote for somebody who is not even addressing these situations? Who is not even addressing the incidents that are happening on his watch? I tell you why, because he don't really care. He might be happy. You go to a Trump rally, it happens all the time. Racist stuff. Man, y'all got me heated tonight and I'm on one. I feel like my old self. I got a body full of strength and I'm ready to go to war right now. This foolishness, man. Had such a beautiful morning this morning. Prayers and sermons. We talked sports. And at the end of the day, before the night turned to a new day, I'm talking about the same foolishness going on in this country as I've been talking about for the past few months. It seems like every day something is happening with these police. Are you going to hold them accountable or are you going to shut up and dribble? Those are the things that we get told. Shut up and dribble. When's the new song coming out? It ain't time for entertaining. You want to look up to an entertainer? Quote Michael Jackson. You want to be starting something. You already started it. Now, are you going to start something? What are you going to do? What are you going to tell your kids? Are you going to let your kids grow up to be cowards too? You going to raise cowards too? Man, I'm sorry I'm going off tonight, but man, if you could see what I see, if you could feel what I feel, doggone it, you would be turned up too. I'm turned up to the max, man. I feel like I can get out here and run 2 or 3 miles right now. This is tough, man. This is tough. America, America. You guys are in violation. America, you are in violation. You know what happened to violators, don't you? The punishment. Thumas. Thumas comes to those who violate. You don't know the word Thumas, you need to look it up. Thumas is coming. God, send your Thumas to these evil people in America. You know, I don't have a problem articulating these words that are coming out of my mouth right now because they are all genuine. When I say there will be no more bloodshed without bloodshed, I mean it. When I say I won't let you take my life, I mean it. When I say I don't care how I got to get out of here to be alive, I'm going to do it. Run you over, shoot you, gun you down. Man, listen, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong, and I'll go happily. But for me to be innocent in this country, and you try to take my life, assassinate me, beat the hell out of me, I'm not standing for it, man. I wasn't raised that way. It's not in my DNA. It is not in my bloodline. Do you understand me? Are you smelling my cologne? Man, I'm getting ready to go, man. I'm going to take a jog. I got to go jog. I got to do some workouts. I hope you working this thing out in your mind if you listening to this podcast tonight. We dangerous right now, man. We dangerous because our back against the wall. You ever had a wimpy kid or a chump? But when you back him into that corner, he turned into another guy, somebody you haven't seen before. Or that young lady turns into a wild cat. You thought she was afraid until you backed her into the wall. And she became a wild cat. Well, y'all waking up the people now. People, I hope you listening to me. I hope I'm waking somebody up. I hope I'm waking somebody up. Arm yourself. Protect your families. Stop recording videos and help people. Have somebody recording, but it's some people need to be helping. Enough of this video stuff. Enough of this screaming, jumping up and down while people getting killed and losing their life. Jump your behind in the incident and help somebody. They cannot kill all of you. There are more of you on these scenes than the law enforcement. Okay? That's all I got for y'all right now, man. I'm getting ready to go do me a job. I gotta do some exercise, man. Y'all got me ready to fight. I feel like fighting right now. I feel like killing. I feel like shooting. But God has touched my mind and my heart to let me know that is not the right thing to do. So I'm not going to do that unless provoked. I say that again, I'm not going to do that unless provoked, but I will tell you this for the last time and before I go, you will not take my life that way. You will not beat the hell out of me or my loved ones without the greatest fight you have ever been in, okay? Law enforcement. Touch my brothers, touch my sisters, touch my cousins, touch my family, and we gonna ride on you like Death Row rode on the music industry in the 90s. We out of here, ear gas.